Holy Moses, I didn't know there were so many of you. Anyway, my name is Ron Hoffman. I've been with this Lion Shop for about 7 or 8 years or something like that. And it's been a lot of fun. Anyway, this is going to be short, so take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil our vines, for our vines have tender grapes. That's Solomon 2:15. The spectacle on Dickinson Street that late summer morning in 1944 was caused by Dickie. He died. Frank called for Earl and his brother to put something under the rear wheels of the Kennedy Mansfield milk wagon. He feared the handbrake wouldn't hold. Earl and his brother Dick kicked apart an orange crate and chalked the back wheels. They took the orange crate from the back of the Kroger store. What happened? I asked Earl. He just went down by the rear end and then flopped to the road. Got his head up once and that was it, said Earl. Frank, heading for Carl's Hardware, said, "You kids stay away from everything. I have to call the dairy." We walked around the wagon and the dead horse. We all liked Dickie. He was big and shiny black, and we made up stories about him really being a racehorse captured by the dairy and made to pull the wagon on monotonous routes. Shirley came down the hill. Shirley was shy, very seldom spoke, and like the rest of us, about 10 years old. We mostly understood what was on her mind, even though she never said anything. She looked at Dickie and the flies gathering around his not yet clouded eyes. She went to a tree in front of the Mrs. Dawkins' house and pulled a handful of weeds missed by the mower. She hunched down next to Dickie and began to shoo the flies away from his eyes. "Shoo fly," she gently said, "shoo fly." Frank came out of Carl's Hardware and saw Shirley. She was one of the only kids in the neighborhood whose name he knew. He always looked the other way when she snitched twice. "Oh, Shirley," he said, "oh, goodness." Onion came down from the curb, stepped across Dickie's traces, and stood by Shirley. Onion was Shirley's next door neighbor, and they understood each other. Shirley got up and she walked down the hill toward home with Onion, the spray of weeds still in her hand. So that's it.